Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 11. And today we are going to be talking about the game Alluvium, which I'm super excited about, and it could be game-breaking in this blockchain space. Now, Alluvium is an RPG where you try to capture creatures called alluvials, and then you battle them out with other players. So it seems to have a lot of similar themes to Pokemon and Axie Infinity. But what really sets this game apart from every other one I have talked about is that Alluvium is the first true AAA title to make its way into the blockchain space. So this really could be the future of blockchain gaming. We haven't had a game with this much of a production value really ever in this space. So before we get into the gameplay and the crypto that's associated with Alluvium, let's get into the team a little bit, because that's where all the excitement comes from and all the experience that they bring. Now, Alluvium is co-founded by the brothers of Kieran Warwick and Aaron Warwick, and Aaron is also a game designer. But where a lot of the experience really comes from is their main game producer, Nate Wells. Now, Nate has 20 years of experience in the gaming industry, and he's super well known in this space. He has worked on games such as Bioshock, Bioshock Infinite. He was also the lead game producer on The Last of Us and Rise of Tomb Raider. So massive games here that pretty much everyone has probably heard of. In addition to Nate, there's also a team of 95 people, so a way bigger team than pretty much every other blockchain game. The size of this team is really something to pay attention to, and there is a ton of AAA game studio experience here, which is why you should be excited. So I keep saying AAA, what does that mean? AAA is pretty much the term that is given towards some of the highest levels of games. So like your Call of Duties, your Bioshocks, your Elder Scrolls, these games with huge departments from Blizzard and EA, these are AAA games that spend tons of money on amazing graphics, 3D special effect trailers, and have huge fan bases. So that's something that's been missing in a lot of these games in the blockchain space, is that they have really small user base, and the games don't last that long, the token eventually fizzles out. We've seen this a little bit with Crypto Blades, which at first I thought could be an Axie type of game and have sort of the same following, but really it faltered once the token depreciated in value. People started losing money just by playing the game. So by making a game that's super engaging, has amazing graphics, and a lot of replayability, and can stick around for years, you have a crypto token that can also appreciate in value over years, sort of like Axie Infinity's token has. But even Axie doesn't have the level of detail and graphics that this game seems to have. Other than graphics, there's some other huge advances that the Alluvium team has really been putting forth. And one of the big ones is their use of the Immutable X engine. And the main thing with this is that there are no gas fees, which is one of the biggest plagues of NFT gaming. Anytime games are on the Ethereum blockchain network, you hear of people spending hundreds of dollars when they just want to withdraw an NFT that's worth $10. And so it really hurts games quite a bit. And the fact that Alluvium is able to transfer NFTs, allow people to gain them and sell them for zero fees is pretty incredible. This Immutable X engine is also able to support over 9,000 transactions a second. So their use of this technology is really important. And like they say in their white paper, it allows players to stay focused on what they came here to do: explore, collect, battle, and earn crypto. And as far as earning crypto, we may be able to do that later this year. As they say, their engineers are working rapidly to build the game, and they anticipate the release date of the open beta in quarter four. They said originally late quarter three, but there have been some delays, as happens with larger games. So with that in mind, let's get into their main token and what the price history has been for it. So Alluvium's token is known as ILV, and as of June, it was going for $34. But right now it's at $510, so a huge gain so far in the last couple months. And just as a side note, I do own some of this token. I bought in at about $250 and I staked everything because the staking rewards seemed pretty attractive. They have a staking reward of 100%. If you lock it in for 52 weeks, that means you are unable to take it out during that time. If you want to be able to take it out, you can do a staking reward of 50% per year. So still pretty good. They also will allow you to take out your rewards as an SILV token so that you can use it in-game immediately. Now, there's also liquidity pools offered. These come with some positives and negatives. The best positive is that they allow you to earn 600% back on your initial investment, which is huge. But there's also some things you have to be aware of with liquidity pools. There is a little bit of risk, and sometimes you can lose a lot of your investment. So I thought I would just go for the safer 100% staking option. Now, let's get into the main reason why you're listening, and that's how to play this game and earn crypto. So pretty much when you start off this game, you have crash-landed onto a planet with 7 different regions, and you start off with a drone that sort of helps you along in your quests. Now, there are 3 main components to this game. There is capturing creatures called alluvials, there's the exploration aspect, and then there's battling other players. So first, let's get started with the alluvials, because these are the main NFTs that you're going to be trying to earn in-game. So what are alluvials? Alluvials are the creatures that you are trying to collect, and they're very similar to Pokemon. There's going to be more than 100 different alluvials when this game launches, and that's going to increase as they go through different seasons and more people join the game. And each alluvial possesses their own unique abilities. And they have said that alluvials will become harder to capture over time. So as more and more are found, their capture rate will change, and because it is fundamentally tied to the number that have been captured thus far, as the amount of alluvials goes down, you will earn less and less. Now, I said each one contains their own unique abilities, so there are affinities for each alluvial, and they each have their own class. So there are 5 different elements. There's water, fire, earth, nature, and air. And then some of them will have 2 elements associated with them. And then there are also 5 classes. There are fighters, guardians, rogues, scions, and empaths. So even with these 100 alluvials, each containing 1 of 5 affinities, 1 of 5 classes, this really creates a ton of different alluvials that will have different aspects for fighting and doing other things. Now, once you gain at least 3 alluvials, you can fuse them into a more powerful beast, and this will give you different abilities, and sometimes they will even belong to a different class or type. And this is sort of how you get the really high-end, strong alluvials that will be great for battling. Now, not a ton is known about battling. All we really know is that combat makes them stronger. It will let them grow in level, so there will be some grind in this game, and it will help them develop in their power. And during battles, they will get injured, but they can also regenerate their health over a certain period of time. Or you can buy a potion that heals them faster, so this might be sort of where the studio is making some money. Once you capture an alluvial, you will need a shard to hold them, and those vary in power, and we'll get into those in a little bit. Secondly, exploration is a huge part of this game, and like I said, there's a large world containing 7 different areas. Now, when the game starts, they've said that not the entire world will be available, and they will be releasing them sort of in sections, so who really knows how much of the world will be available once the beta opens up. So besides capturing alluvials, mining and harvesting are 2 of the main things you will be doing on the planet. The drone that you start off with will help you mine minerals from the planet's surface, and you can use forging to transform them into useful items. The landscape is also speckled with deposits that contain ore, uncured shards, and rare gemstones. So after harvesting these, you will use your drone to forge them into weapons and suits of armor by infusing the materials with energy. Now, some materials are much more rare, some provide stronger bonuses to your equipment, and you wield these yourselves for an advantage in combat, or you can sell them on what's known as the Alluvidex. Now, this sounds a lot like the Pokedex, which I'm sure had some sort of bearing on their name, but this is the name for their big market exchange. The Illuvidex is an exchange for players to buy and sell all in-game NFTs, and the major component is going to be trading of alluvials, but all NFTs can be traded here. So your weapons, your armor, everything can be traded on this exchange, so you won't have to use OpenSea or some other third-party site. Next, one of the things you're going to be mining is shards. So shards is something I mentioned earlier, and they're probably the most important item in the entire game, according to the developers. It is only with these shards that players are able to capture alluvials and use them in combat. So like other elements in the game, shards come in a variety of tiers, and they're based on their power at capturing alluvials. The stronger the alluvial, the harder they are to capture, so you'll need better shards to get them. So in addition to shards, some of the important items that you're going to be receiving are weapons and armor, and you can use different things that you mine to create those, and those will help you to fight in battles because your weapons will sort of enhance your alluvial's skills in certain areas. And of course, they will also be selling cosmetic items, and I'm not sure if you're going to be able to find these in the world or if they're just going to be selling them, but cosmetics supposedly won't change how well things act and how well you do in battles, but people love cosmetics, just ask every single Fortnite player. Lastly, the battle arena is the third part of the trifecta that is Illuvium. So players can queue into two different types of arenas. There's the Leviathan arena, where you can challenge other players and you can actually wager money on whether you will win or lose. And then there's also the ranked arena, where you'll be matched with a random opponent of a similar skill. So I'm guessing there will be ladders and probably some form of winning crypto or tournaments will be based on these ranked arenas. But we will see once that happens. The developers have said that arenas won't be making their debut at the same time as the rest of the game because they want enough people to get alluvials and to be able to level them up so that the arena isn't just the same people battling each other. With that, let's get to the future of Illuvium and some of the things that the developers have planned. So they've already talked about expansions and adding additional sets of alluvials. So Generation 1 alluvials, they said, will be very impressive, and in, you know, a couple years, they'll be very rare because they will no longer be spawning. But each new season will bring a new generation of alluvial with different abilities, but there will be a cap number of each generation. So as you go on, older generations will become more valuable, sort of like how in Zed Run, when you're purchasing horses, the first generation of horses are the most expensive, and then they go down the further down the line you go. Additionally, there will be other regions added to this world. They say that Illuvium is a huge place, and that the settlers have only just begun to scratch the surface of this entire world, so they will be adding new zones that you can go to, which will probably unlock new resources and different alluvials. They also say that there will be new games added into this ecosystem. So right now, there's just an auto battler, sort of similar to Dota or Teamfight Tactics, which is how you capture your alluvials, but we don't really know how that's going to be working, but they want to add additional mini games and what that means, how they incorporate that into their world, who really knows quite yet. As far as their roadmap, they've already completed quite a few things. Their auto battler trailer is in development. Yield farm contracts are currently in development. And their private beta they had scheduled for October of this year. They say that the public beta will be launched in December, but we will see if that happens. Like I said, they've announced some delays recently, and I don't know if this has been updated or not. Further off in the future, they say that a mobile release will be happening in 2022. And then another title in 2023. So that's in a couple years. That seems pretty optimistic, and we will see if they're able to hit that goal. All right, my final verdict. Since this game is not out yet, I can't really get into a final verdict, but just from the trailer and the screenshots that I've seen, this game is going to be beautiful. Like AAA gaming beautiful, which is something that no other blockchain games can say. So it looks like the gameplay is going to be really smooth, and I can't wait to get my hands on this game, especially if it happens in the next few months. The team's use of the Immutable X engine to reduce gas fees to zero is game-changing, and will make this game great for free-to-play players, And I'm sure a lot of other games are going to be trying to implement this as well, since gas fees can really kill a user base. One of the things I really admire about this project is that they are very adamant about not putting out pre-game packs or selling early NFTs. They want everyone to start off on the same footing so that there are no early advantages, which I think is amazing. They are also releasing the entire game at once, and then will focus on expansions. I really like the route that this team is taking as far as pre-game development. There are still a ton of questions up in the air, the biggest of which being what the earnings in this game will look like, especially for free-to-play players. With how much this token has been going up, I feel like the market for NFTs in this game could be huge. We will see in the next quarter what the market really looks like for this game, and I will definitely be doing another episode once this game's beta is out, and I can't wait to share my experience with all of you. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing and what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!